Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Bro.
Brother.
At the club.
But I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
You are?
Yeah, I would agree.
It's hard when it's that wet.
Okay, what's your point?
Anybody want to milk me?
Nope.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Well, my.
Never comes out when you want it.
But he's gay.
So I found the origin of saying uncle, and it turns out it is kind of like saying daddy. So it goes back to the Roman times, where it was Roman children, and when beset by a bully, they would force them to say something in that I'm not going to try to pronounce, but it translates to uncle, my best uncle, in order to surrender and be freed. And while there is no clear definition of where that came from, most believe that uncle in the Latin phrase, the fact that they said my best uncle, that meant it was your brother's or your father's brother, which in that culture had the same status as your father, as opposed to your mother's brother that would have had a lower rung. So basically by saying my best uncle, he's making you call him daddy. So that's where that came from.
Cool.
Saying uncle.
I thought there'd be a more perverted explanation.
No, I think you leave that up to the Boy Scouts. That's their
Whoa.
Thing. Someone said in Boy Scouts you learn how to say uncle.
God.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Do we need Boy Scout diddle jokes? I mean,
why don't you talk to the Boy Scouts and that wonderful organization?
Hey, I wasn't diddled when I was there.
I wasn't either for the 6 weeks that I was when I was around.
So that's a win.
That is a win. There was one guy, by the way, that was all upset. He was trying to inform us of all the safety measures that the Boy Scouts have gone through. So sure, man, whatever.
All right.
Just like all that publicity the Catholic Church has gone through.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy sent a bunch of messages letting us know that he would argue that the Boy Scouts have never been safer. That's probably a sliding scale that I still don't want to send my kids on.
Do you think that's true, though? It's kind of got to be, right?
I would assume that yes, that it's way
safer.
Particularly
with kids all with phones and crap now.
Yeah.
And like in the church. You think the church is safer than ever, even though that's probably still going on? You know?
I would assume that after both of those scandals, that yes, it's way safer than it used to be. Would I be real keen to sign up my kids to go on a scouting overnight? No, I was never comfortable with it. And I was even in the church and my kids were little, they used to go around during church And I always thought it was the weirdest thing, and it kind of bugged me, but it was like one of the 50 things that bugged me. But they would go around and they would advertise scouts. They would be like, hey, we've got this coming up, and we've got this camp out, and we've got this. And they were always trying to get me to do it, and they were trying to get me to bring my kids. And I was just like, no. Like, it would be like, that is, I am not taking 4 days worth of vacation to go on some sort of march with a bunch of kids that I don't know, nor do I want to be in charge of them. Not just no, but F no.
You know, when I was in scouts, my dad was one of the scout guys.
Yeah.
And then my best friend's dad was one of the scout guys. So we were the kids with the dads who were there. And so I guess that's, you know, I guess that's good.
Sure. I mean, if you are going to send your kid overnight, I would assume it would behoove you to be there as opposed to, like, I don't know, here's Joe. And I don't mean to cast shade on the entire organization, because I'm sure there were wonderful leaders. But I'm not kidding when I tell you this. There was more times than I can count where the at least in my little world of scouts, which revolved, it was directly tied to church. Almost all of the scout leaders, the guys that were really into it, right? And they were always the ones leading the big treks and the campouts and stuff.
Yeah.
I never felt comfortable around a single one of them. Not a single one. And I'm not saying that those guys were up to anything weird. I just thought it was absolutely bizarre that, and a lot of them didn't even have kids that were in. They just,
okay, that's a red
they
flag.
They were just so fired up about it. And it just, I don't know, it just made me, it made me uncomfortable. And they were probably just better individuals than I was, but the idea
or molesters.
They were just the idea that you're like, yeah, I'll take a week's vacation to go twirling around the woods with a bunch of kids, and with a bunch of 12-year-old kids. It just, I don't know, I find that weird. But I think that same thing, like when I see guys that are volunteering at like for coaches that don't have kids. I find that weird. And I'm sure some of those guys just love it and they want to give back, and those are wonderful individuals, but for me, there's something about it that it makes my spidey sense tingle a little bit. And I'm like, man, why are you doing this?
Right.
It's weird.
It is a little weird.
But I'm guessing that those organizations probably don't exist without those wonderful volunteers and coaches who are great people. Unfortunately, the pervs and the criminals use that mentality to kind of, there's a reason why they choose organizations like that.
Exactly.
To groom victims. Yeah. Right, it's like the perfect cover, and that just I was never comfortable with my kids. I was never willing to roll the dice and be like, yeah, I don't know you real well, but here's my kids and enjoy them for a week.
You remember Canteen Boy?
Yes.
On SNL.
Yeah, it was Alec Baldwin and Adam Sandler.
All right. Well, let's take a break then, and we'll really start the club next.
Yeah. Hopefully on a better note than
child molestation.
Yeah.
How about what Kim Jong-un thinks will crumble his dynasty?
Does he really have a dynasty?
Yes. I think it's the definition of a dynasty.
I guess the
and it's the only way he's in charge.
Yeah, the Ung family.
It is 6:14 on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you say, what?
Hello? I said 1 second. I'm dealing with some.
All I heard was, huh?
Something. Dusty caught me.
With your trip coming up, you short timer.
Yeah, I was actually. Dusty caught me old man mumbling to myself in here as the transition happened. The changing of the guard of radio host happened today.
Yeah, you were bending down, which for an old man is like the worst thing in the world.
I was like, oh. And then I was like, damn it.
I'm old. I am dying.
Because Jeff, Crazy Eyes McGinley, put that
power strip
back in here, but he put it way back in the bat. None of my yes.
How dare you
reaches it?
Bend down.
I was cussing it to McGinley.
I will tell you that this did happen today. I went to the I was at the Nordstrom Rack and I was looking for some shorts, and you know they have the like on the shorts they do the stackable rack. So there's like it's a circle rack up top and then there's a separate one down below. Why are the big sizes down below?
Oh, yeah, because I think I think I have an answer to this. I think they're below because they're not that common.
But wouldn't the taller people who need the bigger sizes be able to see them higher up on the rack?
No, well, but they're not that common. They don't care about you. I think they put the main sizes on the top.
And so am I, but I'm not.
That's what I think. That's my theory.
I did have this because I had to bend down. To look, you know, you gotta bend down to sort. And much like you, I did one of these. And then I just got down on a knee. Like as I sorted through and I cursed the good people of Nordstrom, or I guess the Nordstrom Rack, and I did. Like as I sorted through, I was mumbling about how stupid this was, that the bigger sizes, the 28s and the 30s are up top. There's probably some, if you've got a size 28 waist, you probably can't reach that. And you're pissed. It needs to be flipped. It's ridiculous.
Is there anything worse when you're getting old than having to kneel?
No, it's terrible.
It's awful.
I hate it.
It hurts. It's awkward.
Can I?
I'm already getting that too.
The knee hurts.
I feel, I see like younger people, they're just like, right on my knees right now. Like, what? How are your knees not in pain? How are you not slowly going down into this position?
That's a whole thing.
I have officially crossed over now, too, in that one of my knees has become so bad.
The thought of you on your knees is a wonderful one.
That I've officially become, anytime I do anything athletic, I've become knee brace guy. I have to put it on.
Really?
Well, you used to make fun of knee brace guy, too, didn't you?
Yes.
I don't have a...
You're the king of making fun of that guy.
I'm hoping that it can heal up, but right now, I've got a knee that is just so bulky no matter what I do. And I mean no matter what I do. I was taking the dog for a walk the other day, and guess what? Had to sleeve up.
Oh, no.
I did. I had to put it on.
You know what's coming next?
Why are we just now hearing about this?
You know what's coming? Well, because he's embarrassed. That's why.
I is. It's a shameful thing.
You know what's coming next, Suk?
What?
The karma train's coming. You're going to get the gout. Knee brace and gout guy is going to be you.
I hope you get gout. I wish gout upon you because you mock gout.
I do.
Make fun of gout.
I do. I think it's the funniest disease you can get.
I wish it
upon
you.
And when my brother got it, I made fun of him nonstop, and I still do. Every now and then I'll see him. I'm like, hey, how's your too much bacon toe? Here's the thing. You get it from eating like red meat and like drinking. My brother doesn't even drink. So how much bacon is he consuming that he got the gout with zero alcohol?
Yeah, that is odd.
Yes. Look, I'm well aware mine's coming, but I'm not. I felt pretty shamed about it when I had to put on a brace to go for a dog walk.
This text says I bent over and almost passed out the other day.
Yeah. Try kneeling. And then you have to find a place to put your knee.
Yeah.
You're looking for the softest spot.
Yeah. Yeah. And nothing is soft.
I'm literally on one knee today at the Nordstrom Rack out in Clackamas. And if you had been there, you would have heard me mumbling like curse words, like son of this. Why?
Okay. So question, serious question. Why, when we are younger, do we not even consider the fact that kneeling hurts the knee?
Because it doesn't. You've got a wonderful cushion built in there,
right? Mm. And you're all Gumby.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So you're saying the cushion is gone now?
Yeah.
I know. What is the cushion?
That's your meniscus. And I don't have any left. So.
Well, I still have my meniscus, but it still hurts to kneel.
The idea, like, you know, when you put together your, like, the idea, like, you go to hell and it's not fire and brimstone or whatever or anything like that, or like lakes of burning oil. It's just what your personal hell. mine might be, like, I just die, right? And I wake up and I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. And maybe I'm at, like, Citi Field or something, or, like, Old Shea Stadium or Dodger Stadium or something. I'm at a baseball stadium. I'm like, oh, this is great. Like, what are you talking about? Hell is the best. And then I'm sitting there and they give me a front row seat right behind home plate. And I got a dog and a beer and I'm all fired up. And they're like, yeah, come here. And they calm me down and then they give me some catcher's gear. And it's just a doubleheader. And they're like, guess what? Here you are. I'm locked in an eternal doubleheader.
Guess what? The guy throws 100 miles an hour and his slider is always in the dirt.
And you have no cup.
Get ready to, or knee savers. Get ready to go block those balls.
Yeah. And they're like, I try to go down into the Tony Pena and they're like, no. Nope. You start squatting. I can't even fathom the amount of pain I would be in after like three innings.
Every base runner that tries to steal what you throw out is a year shaved off in hell. Good luck.
Yeah. I couldn't get out of my stance. Are you kidding? You could wait until I catch the ball to start stealing second, and I still think you'd be okay.
Donald Trump could steal second on you when you're a catcher.
the bit with the base runners would be, all right, here's the deal. You'll be able to steal second. Try to steal third before he stands up. It might be close.
If you got a good enough jump, I think you could.
And every time they steal home on you, you add a year to your time in hell.
It would just be awful. Anytime I have to squat down, I'm upset. I will become angry.
What is next in our life? Now, Masters Pete has texted me.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, you just wait till you're in your 60s. So what is next? We're in our 40s. Mike's not, but you and I are in our 40s, early to mid 40s.
Yeah.
What's the next evolution of this?
I think it's when your back probably starts to go.
The back issues.
Yeah. When you don't do anything, you just like, I saw you bend over to put a ball in the ground once playing golf and you blew out your back.
That I did, but I was young then.
I'm just saying, when that starts happening on a regular basis, that's probably the next evolution. Either that or you can't hear anything and you just start, you just start yelling for,
huh? Speaking to my good ear.
Like it's like your kid comes home or your wife and you've got the TV like on 72 and they're like, what are you doing? You're like,
what do you mean?
It's just normal.
My parents are doing that now where I'll go like visit them or they'll come visit and we're watching something like, hey, can you turn it up? Oh, okay, sure. I'll turn it up like 3 or 4 notches. Hey, can you turn it up? Okay, I'll put it like 2 more. And to me, it's like hurting my ears. And they're like, sorry, we still can't hear it. And I'm like, what? This is giving me ear problems. And you can't hear it.
Aren't there some shows that are really low, though? Have you noticed that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Where it's like, my God, I can't turn this up loud enough.
And that's where closed captioning comes in.
I'm a big closed captioning guy now. And
I hate closed captioning because I have to read it. I can't watch it.
Yeah, you get used to it.
I like the closed captioning because it prevents me from having to turn it up. Because if you do turn it up, then what happens is when it goes to the commercial is a rock concert. Like all of a sudden, AC/DC is playing on the commercial. Why is the commercial 17,000 times louder than the GD show?
Yes. Who do we blame for this?
I don't know.
They want you to pay attention to the commercial, so they make it louder.
But how does that happen? How is it so drastically different? Whose fault? Let's blame someone.
I think big commercial just wants you to pay attention.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. And Game of Thrones was like this, and like I'm rewatching Vikings now because the new season. So I was going back and rewatching the old episodes of Vikings. And if you ever do that, the dialogue is like this, and then they hit the water, and then it's dun dun dun. It's just like this big orchestrated music while they're rowing, and I'm like, I don't need to hear that. I can't hear what the guy's saying.
I think that's every big show now. It's the action scenes are like deafening. And then they go in and it's like they're next to the fire and they're talking and you're like, I can't hear anything they're saying. I think that's just bad sound mixing.
Yeah.
Happens all.
But everybody's doing it.
Vikings is
what is wrong with them?
Is a nasty offender of this.
Oh, somebody said the next evolution, our prostate.
Oh, you gotta pee all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're waking up to go to the bathroom. What is that, Joe Theismann, like, hawking some super Betamax prostate sort of thing?
I already have a tiny bladder, so that's going to be even worse for me.
Another one says, at 50, you're on the 10-step program. Every time you get up, it takes 10 steps before the pain goes away.
Gosh, wow. I'm 42 and I'm already there now. Stuff clicks and pops all the time. And I brace stuff now, and like I have to tape stuff up. There's all kinds of stuff now. Like if I'm getting ready to do something active, it's a process. There's no more of this, oh yeah, let's just go out and go do something. Nope. Gotta get armored up.
Here's somebody who says, the other day I found out I have gout from eating too much kale. I officially feel 1,000 years old.
You can get gout from kale?
Well, I don't know if he's serious, but...
If so, I hope someone made fun of you because gout is hilarious. Yes, as I agree with all this, but it's the most get off my lawn segment ever.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's true.
Can we bitch about anything else?
Cost of
you have anything else to bitch about?
Cost of anything? Don't get me started on the cost of joggers and sweatshirts. That's another one. Why are they now $8 million?
Well, I supposedly have Kim Jong-un news, but...
We didn't get to it.
I
don't even know how we got derailed by
that.
Oh,
either.
You bending over.
I was old man talking to myself.
Dusty
called me on it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, my kids make fun of me all the time. Like, at least 5 or 6 times a day I get made fun of for some sort of old man.
But it's not talking to yourself if the dog's in the room.
No. Get on your knees. It's wonderful. No, it's not. I hate being on my knees.
By the way, I talk to myself all the time.
Oh, sure.
I really do.
Yeah.
My brother does, too. It's a thing.
Yeah, and, especially if you're doing something.
And I don't even mind. Like, it doesn't bother me that other people see me doing it.
Well, I've said this. I sing my day as I go along. Like, today I went to Costco. I had to buy some dog food. And as I'm wandering through Costco...
Chewy.com, man.
Yeah, I will sing what... You can't buy the Costco food there.
Oh, at Costco brand?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We
get all our dog stuff from Chewy.com. It's great.
So I was there, and like I was picking up that and like some laundry detergent or whatever. Just a handful of things. And as I do it, I sing my errands. Like, I got a tune in my head, and I'll sing about getting dog food. And there are people that either really appreciate it and kind of laugh, or there are people that look at me like I... that I probably need some help. And I find myself doing it louder and louder now, and everyone around
care.
Me can, and I don't care.
Don't care.
It allows me to enjoy my trip to Costco way more than just walking in to get some dog food. It puts a little puts a little whimsy in
that's
my life.
That's right. Yes. And if it bothers you, F you.
Sorry. Most people kind of smile and chuckle. But there are people that just kind of stand back and just kind of get a stare. And then I'm like, what are they staring? Oh, yeah. I'm singing about laundry detergent. Maybe might be why they're staring a bit.
All right. The club continues next. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, you want to know why Kim Jong-un's pissed?
Because he's like 5'1", or I don't know. I mean, he just seems like a chubby, angry man all the time.
He hates K-pop.
Okay.
And flashy dancing. So you know K-pop?
Yeah. Are they allowed K-pop in North Korea?
That's just it. Is that a lot of young people in North Korea are really into K-pop and BTS.
Yeah.
That K-pop
band. Yeah, that's the big... they're like one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah, they really are. Even though every time I see them, I'm like, how are they one of the biggest bands in the world? Yeah, they are.
People freaking love
them. They're groups. I don't know if they're a band. They're a group.
Yeah, they're just a group, I think.
But apparently, Kim Jong-un's pissed about it. So this says, K-pop tunes and flashy dance moves are many things to many people. High art to some. For the rest, a potent sign of the economic potential of South Korea's cultural industrial complex. Could K-pop boy band BTS also be an unlikely weapon against North Korea, one that Uber hawks in Washington like John Bolton failed to imagine?
I'm just trying to imagine someone now like sitting at the demilitarized zone with like giant speakers blasting out BTS.
In a tirade unhinged even by Pyongyang standards, Kim Jong-un railed against the attire, hairstyles, speeches, and behaviors of BTS,
really?
Girl band Blackpink, and their peers, according to New York Times story on June 10th.
Kim Jong-un is taking shots at someone's hair? Has he seen his?
Add them to the mullet hairstyles, skinny jeans, body piercings, and other vicious cancers that he says could crumble the Kim dynasty like a damp wall.
Why is it damp? By the way, that made me very uncomfortable, and I don't know why. What a damp wall. I don't want to damp anything.
So he's paranoid about, culture, them having any culture. He doesn't like that.
Wow.
You know, keeps him under his thumb.
But, of all the things that you could be, that you're worried about, like, of all things that could lead a revolution, it's not the work camps, it's not the starving your citizens, it's not the murder, any of that. You're worried about pop music.
I guess.
You're worried about K-pop. Boy, if you sat down with him, and I guess, you'd have to have an interpreter or whatever. If you sat down and just, like, had a meal with him.
With Kim Jong?
With Kim Jong-un, right? What do you take away from that? Do you think that you would just... Is his level of insanity, like, just beyond comprehension, and then you just walk away from there being like, dude, that guy is in charge of an entire country?
Well, or Rodman, is he, like, completely normal?
Yeah,
but just insane outwardly?
Rodman said he was great.
Well, but that's Dennis Rodman, and I could say the same thing. What happens if you sat down for a meal with Dennis Rodman?
You know what? I hate to say this, but I think it would be true that I would bet you that he would win you. He could win you over.
And that's where I was wondering. Like, if you sat down with him and
I think you would have to keep his
murder. And,
yes. You'd have to keep all of that at the very forefront of your mind, because if you don't, you could maybe fall into the trap. That's what I would think. Because some have said that about Trumpy.
Yeah, right? That he can be an engaging guy. I mean, obviously he's got something, because you got, millions of people that worship him as a god, which
now,
I guess
Putin,
is the same thing.
I don't know that Putin would be cool.
See, he just terrifies me.
Like, I feel like Kim Jong-un would be drunk and fat and happy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not all that happy, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
Putin would just be, like, he would just stare holes through you. Like, you couldn't...
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like,
you couldn't get through
sometimes.
I think I could sit next to Kim Jong-un and just have a meal, and I don't necessarily think I'd be terrified. Now, you probably should, because if anything goes wrong, he can keep you and whatever, but I don't know if I'd be particularly frightened. I truly feel like if I sat next to Putin at an event, I think I'd be shaking in my shoes. It's like that whole story about Robert Kraft in the Super Bowl thing, where he just pockets it and walks away. And Robert Kraft is just staring at him and didn't say a thing. He's just like, I just feel like that's a guy that you can't talk to. Whereas the little fat dude from North Korea, you're right. I kind of feel like you could have a conversation with him.
Yeah, I think you would. I think because he loves American culture, right? Didn't Rodman say he loves the Bulls and love basketball? And so he would be fascinated by you.
You think he would just talk to you about the hole-in-ones? You could talk to him about golf. Like, hey, talk about those 9 hole-in-ones that you
what
got.
What if he and I would become besties over golf?
But he wouldn't play
Putin's
golf.
Putin's not a golfer.
He wouldn't play golf with you, though. Remember, he only played one time, and then he gave up the game because he perfected it.
Yeah, we talked about this. You know the story behind that? Was that he went out and played. The story behind that is that the guys keeping score for him, yeah, his people.
Yeah, they kept knocking the ball.
They didn't understand how to keep golf scores. And so there are so many ones on there because they were marking down like one over par or whatever.
Yeah.
Or some other. Their scoring system was not the right scoring system.
I just kind of assumed that they just were knocking the ball into the hole and then he'd walk up and be like, hey, it's in the hole.
He's great
like,
shot, sir.
Absolutely. This is unbelievable.
Well, anyway.
K-pop, huh?
Yeah, old Kim Jong. That guy. You know, he's been pretty quiet since...
yeah, you haven't heard much about
the
him.
The Trump stuff, but...
Yeah. Give it time.
I've talked to high-up officials in the U.S. military that I know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, they're not that high up, but they know stuff. And I asked him about Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And while he's not harmless, he is not...
He's not
one of our major threats.
He's not as scary as some people make him out to be.
I think in the pantheon of scare, there at the Pentagon,
yeah.
I'm not sure he's that high.
Well, this is what the one thing that I've always wondered about him is, yes, I know he's insane, and he does the whole nuclear weapon thing, but he has to, because that guy is about self-survival over everything else, right? It's all he cares about is staying in power, and he has to know that the moment his finger presses that button, his entire country,
of course,
is gone, including him. So that's why he doesn't quite scare me.
You know, exactly.
I mean, the whole place just gets turned into a big Superman fortress made of glass.
He's swimming in the kiddie pool, kind
of. Yeah. He knows. He likes to puff out his chest a little bit. But
you're right. He knows.
He knows.
All right. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give
him a lift. This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, we gave you a few extra minutes today. Do you have anything important to say?
Of course not. Why would you think that?
Well, it's been a while since you've had a big juicy segment, so we were hoping you were bringing something good.
Yeah, thought maybe you were holding on to something, this moment.
This is off the cuff every night, so if you want me to bring my stuff to the table, you got to give me advance notice and say, hey, come with some stuff. You can't just decide you want to call it 649 one night when usually you call it 653.
Well, actually, we can do it because we literally just did that.
It's your radio show. You can do what you want.
Pretty much. I mean, I'm not saying we have like North Korean sort of authority, but there's really one here to check
us. Hey, do you want this segment or not?
Yeah.
Earn it.
Listen, okay, by the way, Rob, I couldn't tell if you were joking or not. You're not really claiming to have high-level military contacts, are you?
No, I was joking. No. Let me tell you something. Hold on. In my family, well, with the kids, with the like the my nieces and stuff, and sometimes with me and his friends, I absolutely love it that they can never tell if I'm serious or joking. I love being that uncle.
Yeah.
That it makes me so happy. No, I just know someone who I mean high level, define high level. They worked at the
well,
Pentagon.
If you go back, like normally, like I know you pretty well, I can normally tell. If you go back and listen to that segment, that might have been the best sell job ever because I couldn't tell. And there was I instantly stopped what I was doing and I said, there is no way that Isaac Roth has high-level military contacts who would purport to know anything about the serious threat level of Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And then I thought, of all the people I know, if I had to rank who would possibly have high-level military contacts, you're in the bottom tier. You're just not that guy. You know, you're country club guy. You don't have high-level military contacts. And it bothered me to the point that I asked Mike about it. And then Mike was like, I wasn't listening, but I think he was joking.
I was not joking. Well, it's a yes and a no. I was joking that they're high-level. Like, this guy is not like, you know. I mean, he's not. I don't know what his clearance level is. I don't know what you define as
but
high level.
He works at the Pentagon.
But he did work at. Yes, he's retired now. Right. But he's a friend of mine's brother, and he was. He did two tours. He came back, worked at the Pentagon, and then was a consultant at the Pentagon, and he does know enough about the level of threats. That one night over several drinks, I asked him, you know, because he doesn't like to talk about all that stuff and he can't talk about all that stuff. But I did ask at one point, you know, can you power rank the level of threats?
The threats?
You know, China versus, you know, whomever. And at that time, now this was a couple years ago, several years ago, I think he was talking about the situation in Syria being quite.
That was the one.
OS. But I. To our conversation, per our conversation, Kim Jong-un was way down the list. They were like...
So Rob does have high-level
I don't know about high-level, but...
sources.
He knows enough that I like to spit it back out on the radio and sound cool.
Listen, no disrespect to this guy, but in my mind, I'm picturing this guy was like Goodwill Hunting. He was the janitor at the Pentagon.
No.
And he went in to dump a trash basket, and he heard somebody mention the name. And then he came out and was like, oh, he's not that big a threat.
I would I would never name him, but I will tell you this guy is a bad MF-er.
Yeah.
And he is one of those guys that is cut from a different cloth. He's been a lifelong military guy. He's in his 50s now and you know.
He's still legit.
Like I said, he's done multiple tours. He's been shot at in tanks. And he's a really interesting guy to talk to.
Are you Q?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you Q?
Am I Q?
Are you Q? Is this
QAnon?
Wow, you're Q.
It's me.
Are you Markinson?
It's me, guys.
There is nothing worse though than the guy that was in the military that thinks like he shoveled S in Saigon, whatever, but he thinks that he's, you know, that guy. I dated a gal whose brother literally has 4 brain cells. He one of the dumbest human beings that I've ever met. And he was in the military for like 3 years, right? But that guy, you would think, listening to him, that he was in charge of the Navy SEALs. Like the most clandestine like operations known to man. And every time he'd open his mouth, I would just be like, oh my God. Like, can you please stop talking?
Hold on!
Now, I'm going to make a right turn here and address something else on this fine program, if you don't mind.
That's what we do.
Got about a minute and a half.
Okay, so now I heard you talking about your idea of hell.
Yes. Right?
Now, I purport to be a religious man. I try to do the right things. And if someday I get to heaven, if there's a heaven and I can get there, my heaven would be getting to watch you play catcher in a game. So we may both be able to scratch this itch, because if I get to heaven, it's watching you catch a ball game. I think that would be fantastic.
Here's the thing, though, John. And you know what? I hope that does happen, because you may call me the godless heathen of the family, but what would happen is that you would end up in hell with me for being spiteful. You would be in the front row mocking, and then the Lord would judge you. And then all of a sudden, guess what, buddy? All of a sudden, you're out there with me on the other side being the battery. So, you know what? I wish that too.
No way. Listen, I'll tell you this much right now. I may get dinged down a level for being spiteful and wanting to watch you catch in hell, but that level of spite, I'm going to the nosebleed seats. There's no way that I'm in the same ball game as you as far as the eternal perspective of who's going to hell. So I may get worse seats to watch you catch in hell, but I don't think I'm playing in that game. I hope not.
It would be worth me going to hell if you mocking me got you in hell too. I would be happy to be there if I got to drag you down with me for all eternity.
Well, I got the gout by making fun of somebody with the gout, so maybe it does work that way cosmically.
See?
Well, we are all wishing gout upon your brother.
Hasn't happened yet.
Hello?
Maybe someday. Maybe someday if we hope hard enough. Yeah. It'll happen.
All right, have a good night.
All right, see you guys.
All right, love your body. All right, stay tuned. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. I'm off for a few days. I'll be back Tuesday.
Enjoy the U.S. Open.
Watch for me on Sunday at the U.S. Open.
Me and Lynch tomorrow.
3-7. On the Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.